Baruch Adonai, Hamaroch, Yalom Vaed, Monday, Tuesday night, or the Dalet Tammuz, Toshinai and Dalet. The last time we learned halacha, we talked about some halachas about Zimun, so we'll continue with another halacha of Zimun. If there's three people benching, and they're forming a mezunin, as we say, and one person doesn't answer, either he's not paying attention, or he doesn't want to bench now, so he tries to teach. He says, I'll teach them a lesson, I'm not going to answer. Baruch Shalom Mishpel Tuchinu. Right, one person doesn't answer, and the two answers. The din is that they are Yotzei Yedechol Mazimun, the Mazamin was obviously Mazamin, and the one person answered, the other person didn't answer, so the two are Yotzei Yedei Zimun, even though the third didn't answer. He's sitting there, he didn't walk out, he's sitting there, he's supposed to answer, but he didn't, so they're Yotzei. He is not Yotzei. Let's say there would be a group of five people there, and three didn't answer, and two, and they were mezamin. So the two are yotzei, even though they didn't answer, but the two are yotzei. The three are not yotzei, and they still could bench be mezumin, because they're not yotzei. And the two are yotzei. In other words, when you have at least a mezumin and even more, and two people, and one is mezamin and one answers, and there's no third, so they're still yotzei yedei zimun. Okay. Chavis Haldavis, we'll go back a little. He says, V'chashin Hezbar Lichi V'chochma Tzunam and Aseichel V'hakosu V'kabbalah. I realize this obligation of your attitudes and your thoughts and your, really attitudes and how you feel about Hashem and Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem and gratitude towards Hashem. Amarti, so why isn't there any sefer that details how to do that, those mitzvahs that are chovos al avavos, shema min hazem and hamitzvahs, sheinenu chayom bei b'choleis v'chol mokom. It comes up once in a while, it's not so common. Kishmita, v'yoivel, v'karbonos. The Kasherianti, but when I delved into it, Matsasish and Achayov by Tomid, virtually all the Chavos Halvados are things that you're constantly Mechuyavin. Kol Yomeinu, Beli Hefsek, V'Shem Lanu Shum Taino, we have no excuse, Banachoso, if we leave it aside. Kemo Yichud Elokeinu Belevavainu, for Avdo B'mitzvuneinu, feeling subservient to Hashem, that was discussed many times, many, many times in the Sefer Chavos Halvados, how you're over Hashem. You desire to do mitzvahs. And achalai means my what I look forward to. Going through the list, obviously we're not delving into each one, but these are the chovos halavavos that are constant. V'shenifrosh mimosrei anyani ha'olam, we shouldn't be so in love with the pleasures of olam hazeh. V'shetorden osonu, because they just take us away. Me'avodas Hashem. Ki kol zeh anu chayovim bel tomid b'chol eis v'chol mokom v'chol shah v'chol rega v'al kol inyan v'oitzichleinu v'nishmoseinu banu. The Adom HaLozeh, the marshal he gives, is Evet Shetzivoh Rabo Lasso Shtei Melachos. And Evet had two sets of instructions from his master. Achas Bebeso, one to work in the house, make sure the house is clean, make sure the house is neat, make sure the house is presentable, make sure the house is functioning. V'ashen is Pasodeh, in the field, K'mo Avodos Adom HaLozeh, Ulayim Ba, Me'itim Yuduos, Uvishos Yuduos, fertilizing and watering, taking care of the field. But that has specific hours. Specific days, not the whole year round that you work in your field. So he doesn't have to do it. But what the Eved was ordered by the master to do in the house, so that's constant, and there's no escaping that. The house has to be neat, the house has to be orderly. The field, the Chavis HaLovis is saying in his Moshel, okay, you have to be Choresh when it's Chavisha time, you have to be Zerah when it's Zerah time, and so on. So it's Mugbal, it's limited, But the bias, the avodah b'bayis is non-limited, and you always have to do it. Ain't a mistalik me'ol of kol yimayondo bo, v'obdu esadon of k'shelo yimna enumonea, unless you're an absolute oinus and you can't do it. V'chiyav ha'mais etomen olav k'shei yiponeh. V'chei mitzvah salev shonu chayovim bohen, ain't lanu taina bohen, v'loi toirad mehen. All right, we'll stop here.
Kamiya sends his regards.
Your children?
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe just maybe. I'll let you know.
Okay, let me know.
Monday night.
I'm coming.
No, I don't have a thing. No.
Pass, yeah, fine.
Nowhere, no shiur. Not even upstairs.
Yeah. Upstairs, okay. Thank you so much.
Off limits.
Okay.
And if you could come, it would be a big cover for us.
So tell me what to do. So he said it's already done. Maisa, all the numbers are already on your phone. So even if we take out the SIM, he's copied this, all the numbers both to your SIM and to the phone.
So first of all, I might have put the numbers into the SIM since he did
that. So I need to first copy all the numbers
from
the
SIM to
the
card,
and then put the new
SIM to the phone.
To the phone, and then when the new SIM. Exactly.
So when are we doing this?
I